Last time, we were at James chapter 2 and verse 14. So let's review a few of those verses before we move forward. So James 2 and 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man says he has faith and has not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, yet you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yeah, a man may say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God, you do well. The demons also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Now that was the lesson we looked at yesterday. Faith without works is dead. Now, with verse 21, James goes into some examples of this. So here we are, James 2, verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See how faith worked with his works? And by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out on another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So we've read from James chapter 2, verse 14, down to verse 26, the end of the chapter. Let's review some of the points that were made here. Number one, it's said repeatedly that having faith and doing nothing is a dead faith. So we need to move beyond thinking we can just sit down and believe with all our hearts and do nothing and think that we actually are serving and pleasing God. Number two, we have examples here. Abraham had faith in God that God would provide him many, many countless children and descendants. And when he had only one child and God called him to sacrifice that child, he did so without hesitation because his faith caused his behavior to reflect his trust in God. So we have to ask ourselves when we're working on our faith, does our behavior reflect our trust in God? Or does our behavior reflect our apathy? Does our behavior reflect our doubt? Does our behavior reflect our fear? We want to dedicate ourselves, our practice, our time, and we want to build up experience making our behaviors reflect our faith. Having faith and not having the work that accompanies that faith is a dead faith. We don't want a dead faith.